The number of deaths reached at least 104 on Monday as a massive search continued for missing people. Officials say searchers in hard-hit Kerr County found the bodies of 84 people there, including 28 children. That county is home to several summer camps that were being used at the time. Minnesota Twins outfielder and Georgia native Byron Buxton has been announced as the fourth participant in the Home Run Derby. It will take place next Monday in Atlanta. This is SRN News.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu, scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me say thank you once again for tuning in today, joining the broadcast as we talk about an issue that I believe we need to recognize it's real and relevant in the society in which we're living in. It's the consequences of the Trump derangement syndrome. Most people just look at it, well, they're fruitcakes, they're nuts anyway. they dislike Trump. They're going to say everything they can to hurt Trump, harm Trump, his first administration, Trump President 45 and now 47. It has gotten a whole lot broader, deeper, and more devastating today, I believe, than ever before, with the hatred, the animus toward President Trump, with the attempts on his life, with the statement that the big beautiful bill was a big bad bill, not a big beautiful bill. In fact, we'll talk about that a little further in the broadcast, because all of the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party have been trying to tell everybody that that bill, if passed, will absolutely kill millions of people, thousands of children will die, hundreds of thousands of the seniors and elderly will go hungry because of what the bill is going to do. It's going to devastate and destroy society. That's what we've been told. Is that right? Is it correct? What does the bill say? It's nine. One writer says it's about 1,000 pages, so I reckon you can use the term about. I understand it's 942 pages. I've not read the 942 pages. I've read excerpts from it, and I can tell you pretty much in a capitalization as to what it does and what it doesn't do, and what we've been told for all of these months now is totally, without question, an absolute deception and lie from the left to try to undermine, tear down, and destroy what President Donald J. Trump is wanting to do for America. But when we get back to what they're doing now, and they're blaming Trump for the tragedy, the devastation, the catastrophe, the calamity that's taking place in Texas as a result of the floods, they're saying that it is Trump's fault that the warning didn't go out. It's Trump's fault that the people didn't get the warning. It's Trump's fault that these people have died. In fact, I am saddened when I see some of the things that people are saying. You would think that every human being in America, with any heart whatsoever, with any level of human compassion, would view this tragedy in Texas as a human tragedy, not seeing it as a political tragedy, not seeing it as a Democrat tragedy, not looking at it as a Republican tragedy, but looking at it as a human tragedy. When we see the suffering and the attitude that people are taking about the suffering, we see exemplified what I call the Trump derangement syndrome through what is taking place in Texas. Listen to this article briefly. One of the sickest, this headline says, one of the sickest things, woman posts shocking racist rant about whites only girl camp in Texas flood, learns the consequences. A social media personality is learning there are consequences to accusing a Christian camp, Camp Mystic, as being racist. The web influencer has blasted people who are donating and helping find the missing girls in the Texas tragedy that resulted from a sudden downpour and flash flood. More than 80 people, including dozens of children, who have died as a result. That's been updated, and that's 104, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this ranting Trump derangement syndrome individual said. Quote, I know I'm probably going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a whites-only girls camp, Christian girls camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It's a all-white, white-only conservative Christian camp. If you ain't white, you ain't right. You ain't getting it. You ain't going, period. And I think the context needs to be said in this manner. It's not to say that we don't want the girls to be found, whatever girls are missing or whatever may be right now. But you best believe, especially in today's political climate, if this were a group of Hispanic girls, especially with them being in East Texas, should be most likely Hispanic. If this group were a Hispanic group of girls, this will not be getting the type of coverage that they're getting. And had some laced profanity in there, so I'll leave that out. And all these white girls, the parents of these little girls, were saying things like, they need to be deported. They shouldn't have been here if they'd been Hispanics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Well, thankfully, the one that appointed her in a position summarily fired her, removed her from that position. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad. I'm looking at another headline that's very similar. Monster pediatrician cheering the deaths of the MAGA children and Texas flood gets fired. A Texas pediatrician who took to social media to claim wildly and irrationally that Texas flood victims, adults and children, were the supporters of Donald Trump and got what they deserve. They got what they voted for. She's been fired, this article says. A report that the New York Post said Dr. Christian Prosta, P-R-O-P-S-T, Prosta, I assume you pronounce it, first was suspended for her vile post and then dismissed. Commentary on Twitchy described her as a monster pediatrician who was cheering the deaths of the MAGA children. Quote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters and pets be safe and dry. She wrote in the now viral post of the Post, Kerr County MAGA voters to gut FEMA. They denied climate change. May they get what they voted for. God bless their hearts. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad. And I go back and quote again Isaiah 1:18. And in the context, it is where literally the Lord is saying this. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to recognize in the era in which we're living in, it's extremely dangerous. We're living in dangerous, perilous times. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following tells us that in the last days, we will be living in perilous times. Perhaps you say, what does that word perilous mean? It means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, dangerous. Those are the days that we're living in. And ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the heart of man that is so wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And we're witnessing that today more than I have seen in my lifetime. And as I've jokingly said for many, many years on the broadcast, and I'm still less than 100 years old. But ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 5:20 perhaps identifies what is taking place with the Trump derangement syndrome. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Ladies and gentlemen, it's inverting everything that's happening. When Trump does something right, they're absolutely making him look like a villain, making him look as though he's wearing horns. He's going to destroy our democracy. They use that term. And by the way, I must say this. We have never had a democracy in America. It is a constitutional republic. A democracy is where mob rules. We're devolving into a democracy at the order, the direction, mindset, and the orchestration of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that if we are divided as a nation, we shall not stand. Jesus said that in Matthew 12 and verse 25. And I believe Jesus certainly knows what he is talking about in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, I touched on it a moment ago with one of our previous callers. And we're talking about the Coast Guard officer that saved 165 lives. Let me just read you a brief article on that. Coast Guard petty officer saves 165 lives. More than 70 people were killed in the Texas high country after a killer wave swept over the region. More than 43 of the dead were from Kerr County. That's K-E-R-R, Kerr County. By the way, it's 104 now, not just 70. Authorities say more than two dozen girls from Camp Mystic and untold numbers of people are still unaccounted for. And a United States Coast Guard officer, petty officer, his first rescue mission been credited with saving 165 lives in the Texas Hill Country, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Petty Officer Scott Ruskin, R-U-S-K-A-N, directly saved an astonishing 165 lives in the devastating flooding in central Texas. Noem wrote on X, that's Twitter, she did not provide details of the rescue. This was the first, I find it fascinating, they interviewed the officer, and it's the first task that he was given. This was the first rescue mission of his career and was the only triage office coordinator of the scene, she said, the 26-year-old New Jersey native. Now, I made myself a note on this article. He didn't ask, are you a Republican? He didn't ask the ones he were rescuing, are you a Democrat? He didn't say, how did you vote? He didn't say you deserve to die because you were a MAGA person or your parents were for President Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what you're finding today with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrats. Their mindset is that if you are in anything called conservative, or if you voted for Trump, or you stand for what Trump stands for, you deserve to die. This article reads finally. This is why we take those risks at all times. This is why, like Coast Guard men and women, are risking their lives every day, the petty officer told New York Post. Kristi Noem called Ruskin an American hero whose selfless courage embodies the spirit and mission of the Coast Guard as a whole. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the consequences of the Trump derangement syndrome. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to recognize that when a person is drowning, you don't say, are you saved or lost? You don't say you're Democrat or Republican. You reach out and rescue that person. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't hear anything from any of these rescuers in Texas and, well, how you voted, I'm just going to let you drown. And individuals interviewed on television said, and I quote, I understand Trump said that he's going to Texas to visit the flood zone. Why? He will say that they're going to help and they're going to pray. This person, I talked about it earlier on the C-SPAN interview this morning, said, we know that that has no value whatsoever. that's casting dispersion, not only on President Trump, but it's casting dispersion toward God, at God's word, and the chiding and the challenging and refusing to believe that prayer is the answer to what we have in our homes and families and nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand divided today. We stand divided morally, ethically, spiritually, politically, geographically, societally, more than ever in the history of our nation. And unless we decide that we're going to come together as a nation, I'm not talking about you've got to agree with me politically. I'm not talking about I've got to agree with you politically, but I'm talking about coming together for the benefit of the foundation of our nation. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're witnessing our foundations imploding. Mayor Bass in L.A., now going out with the crowds of anti-Trump, anti-America, national security people, and parading in the streets, walking with the enemy in the streets of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it disparaging for anybody that will believe that that is a sufficient way to carry out the task that God's called us to as a nation, to stand and to focus on honoring God, serving Him. We've just witnessed our 249th birthday. America has been blessed because of our stand for God and godliness. And I'm thankful that President Trump has been placed back in office. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, under the 6 months of President Trump, Trump 47, has done more in 6 months than Obama and Biden combined in their total administration. Today we have a sealed border, southern border that's sealed. Today we have a secure nation from the standpoint of our border and what it provides for us. Ladies and gentlemen, today, inflation is down dramatically. Today in America, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that bombs that have been dropped over Iran has given a modicum of hope for the world that we will not be in a position of having the Islamic jihadist terrorizing nation after nation after nation. Yes, in America we have sleeper cells. Yes, Pam Bond has already said that there's the potentiality of having major uprising in America from those sleeper cells. Yes, that is as a result of the 4 years of open borders with President Joe Biden and his auto pen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have witnessed in the past 6 months a greater security in America than under each president, starting with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, auto pen Biden. We have witnessed God using President Donald J. Trump for America's benefit and blessing. Today, President Trump is in the process of following through on all of his campaign promises. Have you ever seen any other president do that? Most candidates for president will make all kind of promises and never carry through, never follow through with any of those promises, ladies and gentlemen. But President Trump is doing that. I'm looking at an article that's scary. Headline says, there's need for blood. Wealthy white liberals telling elected Democrats to get shot opposing Trump. Three-page article. I'm going to read two brief paragraphs. Some House Democrats told Axios that their constituents have encouraged them to prepare for violence, be willing to get shot if necessary, while resisting anything that President Trump does on his agenda. Democratic lawmakers said that there's been mounting anger among liberal voters that has sometimes even resulted in them calling for congressional Democrats to violate the law and be prepared to act out violence. Many House Democrats told the outlet that these voters are often white, well-educated, and very wealthy. Some of them have suggested that we really need to be willing to get shot when visiting United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities as federal governmental agencies. One House Democrat told the news media, our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not enough. There needs to be more blood to grab the attention of the press and the public, the Democratic lawmaker said. Ladies and gentlemen, I would have never dreamed that would be possible from either side of the aisle. I realize that we live in a society today where there's a mindset among the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that we need to overthrow the constitutional republic that we are in and form a total Socialist, Marxist, Communist nation. That's the move today. That's the rumbling behind the scenes. That's the result of having the Socialist, Marxist, Communist professors in our institutions of higher learning, the prestigious universities that have been teaching that now for the past 60 years. We're watching the end result of that. But ladies and gentlemen, that is simply the wrong-sided look, if you will, in relationship to it. Today, President Trump is in the process of carrying through, as I said, on the promises he made in his campaign. Today, President Trump, through his work, we have a commission to prevent Christian persecution in America. Most are not aware of that. We still have modicum of those organizations and agencies and pushes for the LGBT, the CRT, Sodomite lifestyle. We have those that are still pushing to disobey what is said in law in the state of Florida and other states in relationship to sanctuary cities. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has done what I believe is the best could be done with the situation that he's taken over. Today, there's the presidential focus on God. President Trump has said that I believe God spared my life for me to do what I'm doing for America. Today, ladies and gentlemen, everyone can have hope in the future of our nation, hope that was gone under the Biden autopen presidency. Yet the big, beautiful bill that was just passed and signed into law by President Trump has been castigated and condemned, criticized from the Democratic Party. The Socialist Marxist media warned that America, that this beautiful bill is really bad. Let me just give you two or three little quick quips in relationship to that. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we have in America is the consequences of the Trump derangement syndrome. The Trump derangement syndrome. It's bringing about the upheaval in America that's dividing our nation as I've never seen in my lifetime. The Democrats said that this big, beautiful bill, Trump used that term, by the way, that it's really bad. It's a bad bill. We're told that the new law will cause our nation to falter and fall. We're told that by the Democrats, we've been told that it will stop Medicaid and old people are going to die. We're told by the Socialist Marxist Democrats on the left that the hospitals will close, doctors will go out of practice, and that children will be turned away and will be starving to death and dying in the streets as a result of this big, beautiful bill. But ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand a summary of the 942 pages as to what it covers and what it doesn't. Let me just read you a paragraph or two, and then I'll summarize it for your edification. The big, beautiful bill which President Trump signed on Independence Day ushers in significant changes for all Americans. Spanning nearly 1,000 pages, the legislation locks in Trump's 2017 tax cuts, introduces new tax breaks, including deductions for tips, overtime pay, and auto loan interest, while also offering a special $6,000 deduction for seniors who receive Social Security. At the same time, the Republican-backed bill enacts significant cuts to social programs such as Medicaid and food assistance, eliminates tax incentives for clean energy, overhauls the federal student loan. Speaking ahead of the final vote, House Speaker Mike Johnson said, "For everyday Americans, this means real positive change that we can feel." Ladies and gentlemen, when the Democrats have been telling us for months now the big, beautiful bill was bad because it's going to take people off Medicaid, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It takes those illegal invaders off the dole that you and I, as taxpayers, are underwriting and paying for. They should have never been put on. They were put on the Medicaid program by Joe Biden autopen presidency. Untold, unknown, unrecognized, didn't go through the House or the Senate to do so. By executive order, it was done. And yes, those that are on there, millions, I've forgotten how many billions of dollars that's going out each year, that the hospital's expending, doctors expending medical care under Medicaid. Medicaid is that, if you please, catch net for those who cannot afford doctor's bills, hospital bills, et cetera, in our society today. But ladies and gentlemen, this article further reads, for example, workers in the industries where tips make up significant parts of income will benefit from the new tax breaks. The legislation allows individuals to deduct up to $25,000 of tips income annually from federal taxation between 2025 and 2028. The deduction phases out for individuals earning more than $150,000 to $300,000 in income. For car buyers, the bill also provides relief for consumers purchasing American-made automobiles. Taxpayers will be able to deduct up to $10,000 in interest on new auto loans taken out between 2025 and 2028. Taxpayers in the high-tax states, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. The legislation raises the cap on state and local taxes called SALT deductions, which allows taxpayers to itemize to subtract what they paid in state and local income and tax property tax from their federal taxable income. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, through the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party, we've been lied to and lied to and lied to. In fact, I'm amazed at the legitimate questions brought about by legitimate thinkers of conservatives in America. Will I lose my medical care? Will I lose my medical insurance? Will I not be covered under Medicaid, Medicare, et cetera, et cetera? That is simply the seed that's been sown to cause people to reject anything that Trump does. This is the reason the average person on the street, when they're asked about the big, beautiful bill, what about the bill? And as I told you early in the broadcast, one on the street being asked the question about the big, beautiful bill, she simply said, it's bad. And when the questioner with the microphone in his hand said, what's bad? She paused. She said, I don't know. I just heard it was bad. It's what we find today that is the result of, the consequences of, the Trump derangement syndrome. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the opposite is true. Trump, with the signing of that bill, it stops the dollars going out to illegal invaders. It stops the funding for Planned Parenthood. By the way, if nothing else in that bill that I'm ecstatic about is that at least for 1 year, listen carefully, in the House, when the bill was drawn, as it went to the Senate, it was to stop all funding for all of the future for Planned Parenthood. The lack of wisdom in the Senate, they changed that so it just stops funding for Planned Parenthood for 1 year only. But ladies and gentlemen, at least in that 1 year, I believe it's something like $500 million, $700 million, I've forgotten the astronomical amount that goes out of tax funds to Planned Parenthood to murder human beings. There'll be no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime pay, major increase on the standard tax deduction, super increase in the oil and gas exploration, increase in state and local tax deductions, and much, much more, ladies and gentlemen. The point that I summarize the broadcast with today is the fact that we cannot believe what the socialist Marxist communists tell us. We cannot believe what the Marxist media tells us. We need to go back to what the Word of God says, and that is to trust in Him, have our faith and trust in Him, and allow Him to handle all that we're dealing with today, giving us wisdom. Pray that God will give Trump wisdom, strength, protection to continue to do what I believe God's called him for. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida.